All right, episode 3 of the FPSA show coming at you from North County, San Diego with myself, Samad, my buddy Joe to my left as usual.
What up?
That's right, we're coming at you in a very, very interesting week for just the whole genre of comedy in general. Dave Chappelle, after hitting up Oprah, goes on the actor's studio.
He didn't really hit up Oprah.
Oh, yeah,
he
that's
didn't
right.
Really, you know.
Well, I heard Oprah's having his baby.
Oh, yeah?
That's
what I heard. That's a skit.
That is a skit. And, but yeah, we didn't want to be outdone by Chappelle, so we decided to come out with another podcast. And also along the lines of comedy, The Ricky Gervais Show, who are our biggest... We're like head-to-head with The Ricky Gervais Show in ratings, aren't we?
No, we're close, but I like to call them our inspiration to start this whole thing.
Our British counterparts, they are actually now charging for their show. So for all you people who are left without a funny... true couple of people to look at, just come to our site. We'll fill the void.
Yeah, I think that's crap. I mean, podcasts should be free. I mean,
I agree.
I mean, on the other hand, if you look at on their side, they have what, a million downloaders.
They have something like that, and they thought if they ever had a dollar per listener, they'd have been millionaires weeks ago.
Exactly, and they actually took photos for the Guinness Book of World Records. They got the Guinness Book of World Records for the most amount of subscribers to a podcast, which is, I don't know, that's kind of too new to start saying, yeah, we got a record for that.
Well, I mean, yeah, you could come up with anything you want whatsoever and just make a world record for it. I mean, that's pretty sick. Like, we could just be like, I actually do hold the world record for most plucked toe hair.
Oh,
I don't think anyone else has actually.
I don't think anyone wants to try to.
And that is why I have the record, because not only have I been unchallenged, I don't think anybody has actually counted how many toe hair they have plucked, and so that's why I think I hold that record. So Guinness Book.
It's a matter of who cares.
That's right. Well, I care because I hold the record. It's the only thing I have in my name right now, Joe. Let me go with it.
You don't want to try to beat that guy who consistently wins for the longest fingernails.
No, that's impossible. You know what? That's not even sexy. My record makes me sexy. I'm helping myself out with this record.
That's true.
So Guinness Book, if you're out there, if you're listening, email us at thefpsashow@gmail.com. And I will prove to you. Just give me a couple months though. I just plucked them recently. Give me in like 6 months from now, just give me a call and I'll show you that I can pluck the most toe hairs out of guaranteed in the world. And that's episode 3 of our show, and we're underway. So let's get rolling, Joe.
Let's go.
Ooh, yeah.
Man in a suitcase. All right, we're gonna start something new here in our little podcast. We're gonna try to get some audience participation. We got a new contest, and Sarmad, when you're tell us about it.
Yeah, so something came to me when I woke up after my birthday. My birthday was last Friday night, and we had a really good night of drinking. I mean, a long night of drinking. I woke up the next morning, and I was butt naked in bed, and it occurred to me that I quite often wake up butt naked in bed, not knowing how I got butt naked or what happened to my clothes. I have no idea what the situation is. And seriously, it's ridiculous. And so, and then I was sitting there butt naked, freezing my ass off. My house is freaking cold, you know?
Right,
yeah. I wouldn't do that on purpose. I have no idea why I did that. Maybe someone else has been undressing me. And if you're this person, please email me and let me know. But it occurred to me that I've had some really, really, really unusual morning afters after long drinking nights. And so, the contest is just send in your crazy story, like your morning after. What was the situation? What happened to you? The funnier, the better. If you got pictures, if it's strange, that's fine. We'll put it on the site. We want to know what's going on in the. Here's my story of one of my strange mornings. Back in college, right before winter break, I woke up one morning after long night drinking, and I had a flight. I was coming down from San Jose. I had a flight that was leaving in about an hour and a half, so I was in a hurry to get out of there. I ran to the bathroom real quick just to wash my face. I had my bags packed and everything.
And you were naked at this point.
I was not naked. This was the one a few times.
Oh, this is the one.
And so I run to the bathroom and I realize I am heavily drawn on. I mean, heavily. And I'm going to do one thing. No, I'm not going to put on the internet. How about, no, it's not going to give up.
Okay.
I don't remember that guy who has 40 different faces on the internet of his same face been redrawn over and over again.
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't want to be that guy.
That fat little Asian kid. Yeah.
I don't want to be that kid. So I'm not going to be on there. But let me take my word for it. I was heavily drawn on. Let's just say there was girls that brought out their makeup kit and went at me. They put on lipstick, mascara, blush, all kinds of stuff on my face. I have penises. I am gay. I heart little boys. I had all my hair. So I went to wash it, and I'm sitting there trying to scrub my face off, and I realized that half the shit is Sharpie.
And Sharpie.
I have a flight leaving really soon, so I take off what I can, and there's obviously still light traces of penises and shit. I say fuck it. I get on the airplane. I'm like pale. I like throw up halfway on the flight because of it. I'm so hungover, and I have shadowed and shaded penises all over my head and forehead, and still like some lipstick on it.
Wonderful.
Shit. The things that people must have thought, and I was like, people were looking at me funny, and I was like, I get air sick. I get air sick. So something like that, you guys. Just send us in, send your emails to the fpsashow@gmail.com and let us know if photos, whatever you got.
Photos would really help the story.
Anything to corroborate the story, you know, let us know. And the winner will receive a shirt from jinx.com of your choice, actually. My buddy Dave here is going to hook it up for you guys. You get to browse the site, pick out your own shirt size, whatever you want. And they're really cool shirts. Check them out. Okay, so I work in a laboratory, right? It's a very boring lab. Nothing really exciting ever happens, I swear. And the most exciting thing that's happened so far in 06 was that Dave and his buddies roll on in with a bag full of t-shirts. It was like Christmas time. They were handing out all these cool geek shirts. And I don't know, D, so like, what's the deal with this company that you work for, dude? What do you guys all do?
Well, right now I'm the lead designer for Jinx.com. Basically, I design all their shirts and products. It's a site for geeks, hackers, and basically gamers. And what we're doing right now is kind of a change of pace with the company, going from a brand that's, you know, just dedicated to those, you know, geeks, hackers, and gamers, and becoming more of a social brand for the more technologically advanced human.
I like that, because here's a little example exactly where they're coming to now from where they were. Like, you might find shirts that, wait, like, before that would reference a lot more to, like, World of Warcraft and whatnot. And now you got shirts. One of the most popular ones that you guys are dropping right now was the thinking man sitting on a toilet with the white earplugs in, leading to a little iPod in his hand. And under it, it says, I pooed.
Yes, which, yes.
That was a riot.
He did poo.
He did. He was thinking about it, and he pooed. And that's the kind of stuff they're trying to get into, which is really sick. So check it out. What's the website again?
It's jinx.com, JINX.com.
So basically, stay tuned, because a lot of things coming up, a lot of freestyle battles and whatnot are going to involve free Jinx shirts and stuff like that.
Word them ups. Jinx.com. Check it out, guys.
And now, a serious story and a funny voice.
So I woke up this morning with some sniffles, and I decided that I was going to walk over to the grocery store and buy some oranges. I hear oranges are good for you because they have vitamin C. So I walked in the grocery store, and I got a pound of oranges, and I walked out. Went home and drink it, and actually helped my nose run anymore. Feel pretty good about that.
That was a serious story and a funny voice.
Okay, Nancy, you're absolutely right. That was a great top 10 most comfortable tampons. And now we're going to go on to Chicks on Films, and I'm here.
My favorite part.
This is definitely great, and we're going to talk about tonight's film is The Exorcism of Emily Rose. Oh my God, was it not freaky or what?
I seriously almost shit myself.
And that is why we don't wear tampons, we wear Depends. Because you never know. It covers both bases, which is great.
Depends fucking rock, I tell you what. I mean, nothing feels better than fluffy ass, Depends.
And you know what, you've got quite a potty mouth. And that might be because you fucked the sailor last night. And I told you not to let him fuck you in the mouth, he gave you potty mouth. So anyways, back to the film, back on topic.
Yeah, that's weird. You can't hold yourself, can you? It's too funny, huh? Just because I had sex with the sailor? I mean, she had sex with three Marines last week, and I didn't say anything. So I have sex with one sailor, and you're going to get pissed off at me? That's fucked up.
Okay, so there was like a totally a scene where Emily Rose freaked out, and her eyes rolled back in her head, and I swear to God, I was like, this is a great time for that guy to hop off the bed and bone her. Was she not asking for it, or what?
She was crying and begging for it. She needs Jesus in her life.
She was totally frozen. I was like, this guy's like, oh my God, the roofies that I gave her totally backfired. Instead of making her relax, they totally stiffened her up.
She looked like particle board.
And that's why chicks don't take Viagra.
Because we'll beat one's ass without hesitation.
All right, it's that special time again. It is Sir Mod's Fresh Beat. Take it away.
All right, well, today's beat comes from a group of MCs that go by the name of Quantum. That includes Gift of Gab and Chief XL, who are Blackalicious. Then you got DJ Shadow, Latif, the Truth Speaker. All them together back in the day when they were making music out of the Berkeley Davis area in North Bay. They were all known as Soul Sides. And that's where this track comes off of, their Soul Sides Greatest Bumps. It's kind of an anthology of their stuff that dates them back to when they first started. This track is by Lyrix, who is Lyrix Born and Latif. The song is called Lady Don't Techno. It's definitely a classic on the dance floor.
All right, here we go.
Lady don't take no shit, insist on respect the sister, walk around like a womanish. She won't speak less of something worse, saying don't play. The girl take herself so serious, like people stare curious, like she got a natural way, her hips sway furious, like yeah, luxurious, like carries herself like the cutest, most prettiest thing you see this side of the bay. Go about her business so purposeful, and she got razor sharp wit, and she just won't quit. Uh-huh. Flaunting it, body built like a house made out of brick. She got the smile, the style, and finesse, compounded with a blessed, profound intellect. Select few have ever seen the butt naked, and they too want to see the rep protected, cause she don't like violence, but she can throw them things, so don't let your guard down. Her thighs are soft, but her eyes are hard. Alice Walker, Nikki Giovanni, or honey. Says she wanna be a doctor, an author someday. I'm sure she'll be teaching somebody. School street smarts, girl, ain't no dummy. One economic empowerment, and ain't about the money. The boys and gals both all act funny whenever the queen's coming around the town. Yeah.
Sweet and tight, blood and run. Out of sight, not enough. With a freakish eye that you can't quite see, but you can't quite know. And it lies in the central command of the night. Wherever you took my head, baby, send it home. Send it on home. I really think I lost my head, cause it's females on the whole new throne. All the clerks wanna offer you help, all the folks compliment your stuff. A little children wanna jump in your lap, girl, I wanna do that myself. She ain't no innocent, never kidding shit. She's committed sins and ain't finishing. But because of her disposition, she ain't subject to criticism. That's why the other women started mimicking. She ain't tripping off no images. Her interests are all limitless. She ain't limited by inhibitions, Lord. Boundless imagination. She bounced this idea off me, Jack. That had me out in space, somewhere just floating, not knowing the way back. You know I can't always fathom everything that you say about half the time. But when I hear your voice, you support your boy. But all of that body language, girl, it's alright. It's alright. It's alright, yeah. I look right in your eyes, ask how'd you get so neat.
How'd you get so
neat? Just when I think I know your style, I know there's something I ain't been. No women, no silent treatment, girl.
All right, so so if you recall from episode 2, we had a pretty cool freestyle battle between two MCs on the mic. That was Dave and Sirmod's brother Sawan, and Sirmod.
Yeah.
Who won
yeah.
there?
Yeah, so it's official. The votes have been all tallied up, all seven of them. And the clear-cut winner by far was my brother. Sorry, Dave.
Sorry,
but,
Dave.
Dave, my brother took it, which you guys put up a great fight and whatever, you know, it's pretty cool. But I mean,
Dave, the dissertation about why the music sucked, it didn't really help. It didn't really help.
Yeah, we have one of those like ratings boxes that they have on the cable network, and so we were actually live monitoring people's reactions. And the minute you grabbed the mic and said hold on, cut the beat, right then your ratings plummeted. Like I've never seen ratings plummet like that before. That was terrible. It was almost like. I think you see the equal type of drop if Oprah went on the air saying she had a penis. I think you see an equal.
I don't know. I think ratings would go up on my TV.
On your TV. That's why you don't have one of those boxes, because you're a freak. But no, so like, yeah. And so Right after I found, this news came in, we held up a press conference. It was pretty official, and it was held up at my house. And we have some clips from that press conference, so let's go to it. We're going to announce the winner, and things got a little out of hand, which is kind of surprising. Someone got called out, but so let's go to it. Let's go to the press conference. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
All right, thanks everyone for showing up. I'm glad you all can make it out.
Got all the Evites coming in.
Definitely, and those of you who didn't RSVP, fuck you. But there's enough lumpia for everybody to go around, so it'd be nice. And share that hot and sour sauce. Don't be an ass, France.
We got plenty. We got plenty. Don't
France
worry about
is it. Always hogging the fucking hot and sour sauce and lumpia. Anyways, back with the press conference. We got my, as everyone's fully aware, my brother had defeated Dave the Turntable Slave last week in the freestyle battle.
Unanimous.
It was a clear-cut victory. And we're holding this conference because we have a challenger.
No shit.
Yeah, and the challenger was actually going to step up and take on my brother next week. For all of you who don't know, Fernando Vargas is not only a world champion boxer, but he's also an aspiring hip-hop MC.
But you know what? Aren't they all?
That's the trend nowadays, it seems like. But I would never say that to Fernando's face because he'll kick my ass.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that to his face.
So we're going to definitely help him out. He's aspiring, and he wants to use the FPSA show as a ground through which to catapult his hip-hop career.
This could be it. This could be the defining moment that will boost us up past the Ricky Gervais show.
You know what? And as far as Vargas is concerned, it's the FPSA show today. P. Diddy's office tomorrow. And so this is where you start right here. These are proving grounds. And so I believe, Vargas, you got something to say?
Yeah, here he comes. He's coming up right now.
Here he comes. You got something to say?
All right.
You know, I'm going to say a few things, and I hope I don't get interrupted by Floyd, the Predator, Mayweather.
What?
Mayweather?
I'm Samad.
I'm Joey, dude.
Let's go.
And then I got Cassius, Captain Crunch, Cat Green, disgracing the military, wearing such a prestige, wearing that hat, and wears it like Captain Crunch. From Gilligan's Island.
Oh, man, he got you, Salman.
I told you not to wear your guile costume from Halloween, bro.
Oh, man.
Definitely a bad idea.
So let me say something.
Oh, tell him why you're mad. Tell him why you're mad.
Right here, saying, oh, you know, it's going to be a great fight, this and this and that. You remind me.
Oh, what does he remind you of, man?
Oh, shit.
Of cats back in the day in school.
Oh, those fucking cats, dude. Yeah.
Oh, I hate that shit.
That'd be like,
oh, man.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, dog? Yeah. You know?
Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying, man.
Yeah, but you're getting a little bit off track, Fernando. So, lightning final words here, bro.
Well, it's going to be a great fight. Man, be real. If you see a knock, man, let's handle it then. And $100,000 down.
Whoa, that's like 100,000 junior bacon cheeseburgers, man.
No doubt. Shit.
He knocks me out, he got 100. I knock him out. They've got Captain Crunch over here.
Oh, that's Joe's mama.
And I'm hungry.
Hey, again, believe me, what's going down?
So that was it.
There you have it, dude. Vargas calling out my little brother.
Holy crap. That guy was huge.
Yeah, it didn't really help that we were right behind him, egging him on.
That was a fun part.
That was. He was getting all riled up and shit.
He didn't have to spank his ass, though.
That's just what I do to get people motivated.
I know, and it annoys people.
But he did it, and that was awesome. It was good for radio.
Podcast.
Next week.
And this is going to be awesome, dude. I hope he actually brings $100,000 and some Captain Crunch. Because I am so fucking hungry, dude.
I was so out of soy milk. I'm like, if only I had a bowl and some soy milk.
What the hell was he talking about, Captain Crunch?
I think he was talking about your mom.
Oh.
She was wearing that outfit that she always wears.
Then I'm going to challenge that fucker, dude.
Yeah, man. You should definitely tell your mom to stop wearing that Sgt. Pepper costume from the 70s.
I know. I've been meaning to burn it for like the longest time.
So if we could definitely sanction this and we can get it passed by the USPCA, which is the U.S. Podcast Association, we're going to try and get that cleared. And if we get the licenses, we will be back next week with Vargas versus Salman.
Vargas versus Nazemi.
That's right.
If you want to.
The official marquee would say Vargas versus Nazemi. It'd be tight. So tune in.
And now, some serious words of wisdom in a funny voice.
The toes you step on today
just might be
connected to the ass you kiss tomorrow.
And that was some serious words of wisdom in a funny voice. All right, we got to give you a second track and Go ahead, Sermon.
Yeah, if you guys ever wondered what pop music that's on the definite alternative tip sounds like, that's from Latin America and all over the world, you definitely have to go no further than Manu Chao. This group's been putting out some crazy, funky music for a long time now. Their latest album was dropped back in 2001. It was called Proxima Estación Esperanza. And
very nice.
It's a great track, and here's the album. From the album, here's one of my favorite songs. It's called Mr. Bobby. It's definitely a tribute to Mr. Bob Marley. So here it is. Next week to see if we come back and if Joe actually grows hair on his pubes.
I don't know. We'll have a webcam set up, live feed. I mean, not a live feed, but
we are reinventing an old porn video gimmick called the penis cam, and we're going to install one
cam
in Joe's crotch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're gonna make sure we're gonna watch as pubic hairs grow on your nutsack.
I can't wait. It'll be like the lunar landing.
You can't wait. Your nuts can't wait.
Yeah. It's a cold winter.
They're cold. Shriveled up and cold. Listen in as I break the world record for most toe hairs plucked in one sitting.
No shit. You're going to do it.
I'm going to do it. I got the guy. He actually IM'd me, interestingly enough.
Because this is live.
Yeah.
Odd.
He was on my buddy list, which is weird.
No, that's wow.
I do. I have Guinness Book on my buddy list.
Oh, okay. All right. Right,
I picked them. Actually, it was weird how I picked it up. I have this personal ad on IranianPersonals.com, and I was actually the head of. This is weird. I know. And the head of the Guinness Book of World Records actually sent me a flirt, is what we call it. I got flirted with.
This is a real website, IranianPersonals.com. Look for Sarmad Nazemi's profile in IranianPersonals.com.
Joe, you're killing my game, dude.
He's the one with the hair.
Stock is plummeting. Stock is plummeting.
He's the one with the one eyebrow.
Yeah, that's like... that's like saying... That's
Look for Joe.
He's the Asian who's eating rice.
Hey, I'm not in Iranian personals, okay?
Oh.
I'm in Manila personals. .com. .net.
Manila wafers.
Manila wafers. All right, and send us your stories to the FPSA show at gmail.com. Don't forget, you can win a shirt from jinx.com.
Pretty cool shirts. That's what Jinx with an X. J.
How do you spell that?
JINX.com.
All right. And the websites, the FPSA. That's not a website. That's FPSA.blogspot.com. Hey, you're a favorite.
JorHernandez.info.
All right. Thank you. And yeah.
See you next
Tune
week.
In next week.
Peace.
Bye.
Just because I had sex with a sailor, now I'm fucking a midget.